Hours after announcing a record fentanyl bust on Monday, Sioux Police Chief Hugh Stevenson was at City Council, hustling for a 4.59% increase in the police budget. City police have their own governance board, which prepares a budget that's often added with little questioning to the municipal tax levy. But the city still has considerable say in the level of service provided, and last year's proposed 10.16% increase in police spending was sent back to the local police services board for reconsideration. This year, Chief Stevenson is angling for a more modest increase. Defending his proposed 4.59% budget hike for 2023, he pointed out that the city has experienced an 80% increase in violent crime over the past 5 years. Last year alone, we had 4 homicides, 4 attempted homicides, 1 kidnapping and 36 arsons. All that, plus the rising cost of crime fighting. Overall, our salary budget has increased by 5.3%. Stevenson said, quickly adding that number isn't due to salary increases, just to growth in his approved complement of officers. Stevenson has 142 sworn officers serving and protecting the people of Sault Ste. Marie. He told Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and councillors that 9.9% of his officers are currently on leave and an additional 5.6% are being accommodated for various reasons and can't respond to 911 calls. In terms of police officers on leave, Sault Ste. Marie is doing better than many other places, Stevenson said. In fact, we're probably one of the best, in the north for sure. Still, the chief said, the leave issue is causing unprecedented overtime in excess of his budget. Meanwhile, officers are turning down overtime because of burnout, and downtown businesses are demanding a greater police presence on Queen Street. And, 19 officers are forecast for retirement over the next 2 to 3 years. Those folks are eligible for retirement. Doesn't mean they'll leave, but they can. So we have to prepare for their absence. Stevenson says the 4.59% he's looking for is reasonable. Timmins police want 4.89%. Their counterparts in Sudbury are demanding 5.66%. Thunder Bay cops think they're worth 7.2%. Over the past 12 months, Canada's Consumer Price Index has shot up 6.3%. As we all know, the Consumer Price Index hasn't been good to anyone this year, Stevenson said. Meanwhile, Ward 2 Count. Lisa Vezo Allen was critical Monday of a grossly distorted media article that implied a decision has already been made to replace the police headquarters building on Second Line. The article quoted from one line in the proposed police budget calling for $110,000 to be used to start a reserve fund account for future build, ignoring that the very same line also stated the money could be used for a facilities assessment on the existing building. It's not like we're building a new building. That has not been determined at all, said Vezo Allen, a member of the local police services board. It is part of a reserve fund that will be used for consultations, studies. Not that we decide, one person decides, but it has to be very much a thoughtful approach as to what is the best fit for Sault Ste. Marie, said Vezo Allen, speaking via video connection from the Rural Ontario Municipal Association annual meeting in Toronto. Chief Stevenson, Mayor Shoemaker and Chief Administrative Officer Malcolm White all agreed that no decision has been reached about building a new police headquarters. We are a long piece from looking at a new building. This is about assessing where we are today and where we're going to be in 15 years, Stevenson said. Two other city budget meetings are planned on Monday, February 13 and Tuesday, February 14.